Farmers really need to focus on farming, not seeking permits, just to accomplish the core tasks that make their work possible.
David Schilling is public policy counsel for Farm Bureau. He says the group wants the rule brought in line with the Sackett versus EPA Supreme Court ruling.
The problem is that under the current definition, everyday activities on the farm, whether it's plowing, planting, fence building, and so on, could trigger enforcement by the federal government under the Clean Water Act.
Schilling adds that the current rule does not follow the precedent set forth in Sackett, which is clear about the boundaries of regulating the nation's waterways.
By not following what seemed to us to be very clear legal guardrails in that case, and other precedent, the current EPA rule imposes regulations that are inconsistent with the law and burdensome to our farming communities. Specifically, we're seeking a clear definition that allows for identification of which waters are relatively permanent and connected to traditional interstate navigable waterways and thus appropriate for a federal jurisdiction.
Schilling says the EPA will be conducting listening sessions with various stakeholders, including farmers and ranchers, to see what changes need to be made.
Next, we anticipate EPA will issue a proposed rule that takes into account what the agency learned in those listening sessions. And then American Farm Bureau Federation and other interested parties will provide comments on that proposed rule to guide EPA in making any needed changes. And then finally, EPA will presumably issue a final rule.
You can learn more at fb.org/WOTUS. There's a link on our website as well. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.